We're up to the Flam Lamal top line. There's not enough time today. Unfortunately, we're not actually. Okay, there's a mission. Okay, number of cases. Pretty straightforward. Shloisha Achin, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shnayim, Mehem, Nesuyim, Shtei Achoy. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. And the Echad Nosen Rachel and Levi is married to a friend of the girl. Meis Echad Nebali Achoy. Reuven, let's say, dies. Vekonas Nosen Nochris as Ishto. And Levi married Reuven's wife. Now, Reuven's wife was a sister of Shimon's wife. So Shimon obviously couldn't marry her or anything else. She married Levi. And then what happened was, Vameis Harishain, Omeis. And then now Levi died. Now Levi died. Now Levi has two wives. One wife, which happens to be Reuven's wife, and one wife, which is his own wife. But his main wife was his own wife. So what happens now? Harishaina, the woman that was married to Reuven originally, Yoitza cannot is free is a free woman. She's released. She can't marry Shimon because Shimon is married to her sister. And now the chiddush is Vishniya, and the second wife, which is really Levi's main wife, which could have married Shimon,
who's not related at all.
Who's not related at all, but because Levi ended up marrying the sister, she now became the co-wife of the sister. Of the sister, Oshniya Mishum Tzarasa. She's a tzara, the co-wife of the Shniya, and therefore your potter. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. And even though the main thing about this mission is, remember this, is that the main wife was not related, but the second wife, the secondary wife, was, and that's enough to ruin the whole thing. However, what happens also, Maima Levi, instead of marrying Reuven's wife, he just did a Maima, he just started, initiated the proceedings, and then the whole thing happened, he died. The Mays will say that Mehatoida is Takanat Reuven, is Levi's wife yet, so Mehatoida, Levi's wife is Mechuyev to marry Shimon. Midrabanan, she's already considered Levi's wife, so Levi's wife cannot marry Shimon. So therefore, what do? And the Nochris, that strange woman, it's, obviously Reuven's wife doesn't know anything, but the Nochris, Levi's original wife, because only the Rabbanan, you cannot marry Shimon. Says him all the time. The whole reason is love of alignment. The whole reason why we're saying that there's an issue here is because he did something to marry Reuven's wife. Is Bashma Klor from here? Holy over alignment. If he didn't do alignment, he would have done nothing. Then it would have been straightforward. Even though Reuven is dead, Levi died afterwards. Levi's wife would marry Shimon. I lechayda the zika already. It's already attached to Reuven's wife. And if the zika, this is the tzara of a zika who's a chayisha and be potter, is that I from here? We had a machlekes before. Until now, we were learning the Zika. Now we see from this Mishnah, ain Zika. If there's only one surviving brother, so it's obvious she's going to end up with this guy. It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as ties until you do something about it. Klar Mishnah. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah here is less of a chiddush. Shloisha Achim, three brothers again. Shnayim Mem Nesuyim Shtei Achoy. Reuven is married to Rachel and Leah. Ve'echa Nosi Rachel and Levi is married to Sarah, somebody else. Mes Hanosi Nochis. This case here, Levi died first. Levi died first, but she was a strange woman. So what? Who happened? Because Echa Bal Achoyis as Ishto. Reuven, let's say, married his wife, Levi's wife. And now the Meis. And now Reuven died. Now Reuven has two wives. He has one wife. Yeah, now the main wife over here is the sister of Shimon's wife, and the secondary wife was Levi's wife. So for Shteitzich, nothing happens here. Is Harishayna, Reuven's wife, is the sister of Shimon's wife, obviously he goes free. Yaitzim and Shemach Chazisha. And the Shniyah goes, Ah, Mishim Tzurasa. He wasn't going to ask me, what's the Chiddush here? The Madach in the case before with the Ika wife, we'll soon see. Also, but Maime, what about if Reuven just did a Maime to Levi's wife, didn't marry her? But Mace. And then Reuven died. It's good enough that she's a tzara and ruins everything, and she's ruined. That's what I'm saying. Again, Matayda, she's what do you call it? She's not married to Reuven, so Matayda she has to marry Shimon. But the Rabbanu as if she's married to Reuven, so therefore Chalitza Leivim. Fedi Mora Hosulam Lihainach. Same case before. Hash and Nochman. Hash the Madach Hosam in the previous case. Maduch in the previous case. Achoyis isha have a tzara lenochris. There, the main wife was Levi's wife, who was allowed to marry Shimon. And yet, because the secondary wife was the sister of Shimon's wife, already ruins it. Kolshke v'kalochemer with Reuven. In the second Mishnah, where the Reuven's wife, the main wife, was the sister of Shimon, and the secondary wife is the one you want to permit. Of course, it's aser. She drags along the main wife. Aminochi asura hocha. The nochi have a tzara achoyis isha lekolshke. Surely, and what are you right? Interesting. The first din that Tana wanted to learn was the second Mishnah here, where it was much easier to understand. And he thought in the case of the first Mishnah, since Levi's main wife is a stranger, and Levi's main wife is allowed to marry Shimon, he thought maybe Levi's wife should marry Shimon. That was his first Mishkal edition. Visharya. and he wants to say permitted. But then if other chazi thought about it, you decide, you know what? No, both cases are usher. The idea of chavivale, because this is a bigger chiddush, he decided to learn that Mishnah first. But the second Mishnah, since he learned it, the Mishnah is also a kaima. He didn't want to cancel it, so therefore he left both in.
In what would look like the wrong order.
Exactly. Mishnah, next case. Shlosh Achi, three brothers. Again, Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Shnayim, Mehem, Nesuim, Shteachoye. Reuben, Shimon, married Rachel and Leah. The Echad, Nazar, Levi, is married to Sarah. Mes Echad, Mebali, Achoye. What happened was, let's say, Reuben died. The Konas, Nosi, Nosi, Es Ishtoy, and Levi married Reuben's wife. Then what happened was, different case. Before was Levi died. In this case, here was, Omeisa, Isha, Sheni. Now suddenly Shimon's wife, the problem, now died. If Shimon's wife died, so there's no reason why Shimon now cannot marry Reuben's wife. Because it's no longer the sister of his wife is dead. But for a time, there was a time that he couldn't have married Reuben's wife because it was a sister of his wife. And once it's Asr, maybe it remains Asr. The question is also, what about the Tzara? The Achakach, Meis, Nosin Nochis, and then Levi dies. So now Levi's dead, and Shimon's the surviving man, brother in this whole family. Harezu Asura Olava Elamis, doesn't matter, even though now Shimon, Reuben's wife, should be able to marry Shimon, and so to the Tzara, they're Asr forever, because once you're Asr in the beginning, the Isr remains. Yeah.
And their sisters.
And their sisters. And so if one of the sisters dies, and then the second brother dies childless, because there was that relationship of sisters, you can't do the
individual. We had a machlekes, we had a big machlekes, Rav and Yechim before. Very posh again. The machlekes, Rav and Yechim before is, who died first, and... If there was a time that was mutter, then it became masa. In other words, regarding the third brother, regarding which brother are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about there's two brothers.
Only two brothers in total.
Simple case, right? Two brothers married two sisters, right?
Yeah.
And then, so one of the sisters dies, right? And so therefore you've got a guy who's, he may have another wife, he's a single bloke.
And then later, he's all my, yeah. That's exactly what we're talking about now.
Yeah, so
same
so
idea.
Because there were two sisters, he can't...
So that's what this Mishnah says, even though there's a machlekes, we'll soon see. This is the rule. Any Yivam she'ein ani koyde b'bishas nefila, when her husband dies, he cannot be Yivam Yivala. For example, that person, the brother, is married to her sister, so at that moment there's not shaykh that she gets to have a relationship. Then it's like a woman that when her husband died, they had children, and then a year later they all died. Doesn't matter. No more Yivam anymore. Va'asur is us. What do you need it for? That's what our mission just told us that. Tanina says it right in the Mishnah. Harezu Asura Olav Elamis. It says in the Mishnah. It's also forever. It says the Gemara. And why? Because Hoyu Benetzer Olav Shoachas. That's what the Mishnah said. The Bashas Nefila. It wasn't a row. That's it. It's also forever. Name. There's a Chiddush here. Mauti, I would have thought, Hani Mili, when does the Mishnah is limited to when Heichad Doloy Chazilah Benefilah Rishayna, when Reuven died, it wasn't Shaykhar for Shimon to marry her. Okay, so then we say that even though later Shimon could marry her, it's Mutter. Al Heichad Chazilah Benefilah Rishayna. Now, what happens? Talking about during the Nefilah, not at the moment Reuven died, but before anything happened to Reuven's wife. So Reuven died. Levi, we would have thought that Levi stepped in and married her, and as long as Kolzman Levi didn't marry her, Shimon couldn't marry her because Shimon's wife was alive. Then Levi married her, and afterwards Shimon's wife died. Okay, that's Asr. But what about a case here where Reuben died, and 6 months later nothing happened, and then 6 months later Shimon's wife dies. In this case, and Levi didn't marry her yet. In this case over here, during the Nefilah, before anybody took her away yet, the Issa is gone. So the Zika is still there. In other words, when Levi married Reuben's wife, the Zika is gone. It's all over. So how can then, because later Shimon's wife died and then Levi died, it's over. Shimon has no tie to her. So therefore, since it was Usher forever. So never. It was always Usher. If Shimon did not, the wife was alive until Levi married her, it was never Shas Heter. Okay. But if Levi did not marry her, but a few months went by and nobody married her, and then Shimon's wife dies, maybe then Shimon could marry her. Because during the Nefilah, sometime in the middle of the Nefilah, suddenly she became Mutter. Maybe he couldn't. From the Mishnah, he wouldn't know that. Eima Tishrei. Kamash Milan, to teach you know. Since in the beginning, when Reuben died, it wasn't Shaykh to Shimon, so therefore it's gone. Fredi Gemara, that's a Chiddush Rav. We'll learn that also again in another Mishnah as well. We'll learn it later, but we had it before the Gemara. Shnei achin nesir echad Reuven shir married to the Rachel Leah. Meis echad mehem, and one of the brothers died. Reuven died. Ve'achin kach meis isha shal sheini, and then Shimon. This is your case. And then Shimon. Okay, but say.
And that's achos.
What's the problem? So that's our problem for sure.
Hang on. No. In other words, you've got two brothers, no. Two sisters.
No.
Right? So one sister
what?
Dies.
So what's the problem?
One sister dies, and then the second brother,
the opposite
dies. Can you do yibum then?
Of course. No question.
Isn't that a problem?
No, he has no ishta anymore. Once ishta is gone, it's gone. No problem at all. Forget that. Forget that. How many people do you know that the wife passes away and they end up marrying the wife's sister? There's nothing wrong with that. The Isra of Achais Ishta is only while they're alive. What's the problem? Who cares? Who cares? Even forget two brothers. One person can marry his wife's sister. So of course the brother can marry the wife's sister if the wife is no longer alive. What's the problem? No problem at all. No problem at all. No problem at all. No problem at all.
Married to Hirschberg when his wife died.
How can that be strict? The whole is because of Achais Ishta. And for Chayzi should be etzim as mutter, how can we ask my ach? For sure, no problem. So what over here is that the brother died first, right? The normal case, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, two sisters. And what happened was Reuven died first. And then before nothing happened, then Shimon's wife died. And there's no third brother. There was no other brother there. So there was a lecheda, a zika over here. So maybe during the nefila, he should be able to marry. And yet the Mishnah says, Claude, harezu asur alamis. So it says, Claude, that even though there was never a take up on this Reuven's wife, then it's a shas nefila, and still, even though the Issa was eliminated, Issa remains. What's the difference? Maot, I would have thought, no, you can't compare to that. I need it after tell me the chiddush. Why? Hossam over there, what happens? There's only two brothers. One of them died. There's only one brother left. If this brother right now cannot marry her, what happens to her? She's a free woman. What do you mean free woman? There's no bond anymore. Gone. So then even though Shimon's wife passed away, how can he take her back? The bond has been severed. But in our case, there's a third brother. Where there's a third brother, the bond still exists. Okay, not to Shimon, but to Levi. So then if a month later Shimon's wife dies, maybe the bond now carries over to Shimon because Levi didn't do anything about it. That's... You need to tell you no. Kimu sha'asa sha'achas is us forever. Ma'adim ha'asul yichal ma'ay beis legam completely the seventh time. Yisav l'hochal yichal ma'ay beis legam le'im amigi duchazel. Hay nasi nochi chazel am la'ay. Since there's a bonus there, it should be good. Kama shalom. Mishnah. Shloish achin. No, you can't. That's Rav's chiddush. Once it's us for a moment, it's us forever. Shloish achin, three brothers. Shnai men is shirachay. Is Reuven she married to two sisters. Levi rochon leya. Ve'echon levi is married to Sara. Girash echad mebaliachay ishtoi. If one of the brothers, Reuven, let's say, divorced his wife, Reuven divorced his wife, and then so there's no longer a problem with wife sister. And then umeis nosar levi died, and so v'konsa hamegadish who married levi's wife, Reuven, the Reuven who had originally the sister. He was a Megadish. He said he divorced her. Now took over Levi's wife. And now Reuven died. What's the din over here? Zui Sha'omer. This is the classical case that we say since when she married Reuven. By the time she married Reuven, Reuven is no longer married to the sister of Shimon's wife. So there's no longer a tzoras erva here. So Zui Sha'omer, but Kula Shemei says, God, just say mutada. She can marry Shimon.
From the previous mission of Shloisha Shem Achim.
That's a different case altogether. Here we're trying to teach you is that the din of a tzoras erva is only when they overlap. Yeah, and so there's only overlap. So the amount of time, and the only reason is the Giddush. Because sounds to me, what happened? Taka lived together for a month or two, and then he divorced her. Then should we would be aser? Depending on why, luchayda makes no difference. As long as before Reuven died, he divorced her, even though they lived together for 5 years. If the moment Reuven died, he divorced the sister, she's no longer tzara zerva. Why do you tell me dafke? Because he didn't marry her. Depending on the time, but it seems to me the only reason is the Giddush. The Akach makes. Abel makes if he would have died. The Akach Giddush. Let's say if Levi died. Let's say Levi died. And only afterwards did he divorce his wife, did Reuven divorce his wife, asur be asur. Because they overlapped to be a tzara. Now, Lecheda, why? And Nachmer, Reuven didn't even marry her. It sounds like Levi had to die. Levi had to die before Reuven, after Reuven divorced his wife. As if to say, if Levi didn't die, Levi died after, Levi died first. There's already a zika between that woman and Reuven's wife. They already considered tzaras erva, and it's fafal. But you wonder why? From here, see, yes, zika from here. This mishnah we see clear. There is a zika. Two brothers. You know which one they end up with. But the Gemara, Rabashi, Kasha Nach in the previous mission clearly says Ein Zika. Oh, Rabashi, no, because what's the Raya brought? Because it says Dafki did a Maimer. Who did not do a Maimer? Did do a Maimer? Even if he did not do a Maimer, there's a Zika already, and you cannot get married with a Shimon and Nochlis Meichlis Cholter Yevum Lemi Yavma. Cannot make a Yevum. Hey, but say, why did Mishnah Dafki say if he made a Maimer? He did a Maimer. La Fuke Beshame. So this comes to the gates of Pinyan. Beshame holds. Dama Maimer Koine. Beshame says Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomer. You don't even need Chalitza. Who holds his no zika kasher of Ashi? What's he going to do with this mission right here? Clearly, that is zika. It seems in the mission here that if Levi would have died first, then she would be considered the tzara's erva. You cannot marry Shimon at all. If you can tell me no, that don't be benaik in the mission. Dafke Levi died. Levi died afterwards. It makes no difference. That even if Levi would have died first and then there would have been a tie to Reuven, it doesn't matter, and Reuven divorces his wife, it would be all right because we don't care. Tzaros muteret because there's no zika. Elozui lemutimai. Why did Mishnah say this is the case, the classical case where you're not a tzaros erva? What do you mean this is and not what? What are you trying to exclude? No, you know what I'm trying to exclude. Lemute konnas v'achagagirash. What happens if actually Reuven did marry Levi's wife? And for 6 months, Reuven was married to Levi's wife and to Shimon's sister. And then he divorced Shimon's wife's sister. And the Chiddush there is. Now, Mishnah wants to say that even though some people would hold in this case, as long as when Reuven died, there was no longer Shimon's wife's sister there in the marriage. She's married, allowed to marry Shimon. The Chiddush now, Mishnah is, I disagree. I hold that since they lived together for 6 months, she's considered Tzaras Erva.
Which one did he divorce? The one who he took in? Or his
original? No. He divorced Shimon's wife's sister. But after 6 months living together, both two women. So he had Levi's wife, the Fremde, and then he had Shimon's wife's sister. For 6 months, they overlapped. Then he divorced Shimon's wife's sister.
His original wife.
His original wife, which is Shimon's wife's sister. So therefore, that in this case, she's no longer the tzara of an erva. Because you look at the moment, remember Adam Machlech before, you look at the moment he dies, the moment Reuven died, there's no erva. Yeah, there's no erva anymore. So therefore, she's chayv and yibum with Shimon. And Amisha comes tell you, no, I disagree. I hold the overlap. If he married, married. That's the deal. Zoo, and not if he actually married her. Who said that this Mishnah argues the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah holds that even though they lived together as long as when Reuven died, there was no Erva there. She's marrying Shimon. So this Mishnah here argues. Okay. So the truth is that you break the two Mishnahs apart, and whoever learned this didn't learn that. Fine. That this town of the previous Mishnah hold that when Reuven died, that's what we look at. Is there an erva there? No erva. She marries Shimon, and our town of behold the Suyin and Shayin Mapilim. When she got married to Reuven, was already there an erva there? Then she's considered Tzara's erva. Fine. So then we understand this Mishnah here. Zuhi lemute konadagider. Tell you that if Reuven Taka married her, then she. If Reuven Taka married her, even though he divorces his original wife later, it's already Tzara's erva. Fine. Ali saw like Rabba, but he hold like Rabba. We said no, it's all the same. That this Tano holds, I'm a fetish. That not only if they got married, that even if they got married, it's mutter because we focus on the moment Reuven died, and that moment there was no erva there. Therefore, she's not Tzara's erva. So Zuli mutimai. What does Zuli come to exclude? If you're going to learn that this Mishnah is talking, I'm just talking about here whether the Levi died first or after, it makes no difference. So what else is coming to exclude? Al Kochik Yisrael must be that if you hold that Ein Zika, that it makes no difference when Levi died before or afterwards. There must be what's that Mishnah coming to exclude that this Mishnah over here would hold like Rabbi Meir, that this Mishnah holds that if Reuven actually married Levi's wife and they overlap for 6 months, then it's no longer can no longer marry because it's Tzara's erva. No, think about Ulu Rav, and according to Rav, he said that this Mishnah fairish holds. That this Mishnah agrees with the previous Mishnah that even if they got married, as long as when Reuven died, there's no erva there. She's chayv to marry Shimon. Is what's coming to exclude? So if you learn yesh zika, I know what's coming to exclude. Come and tell you that if you hold that yesh zika is coming to tell you that the only time that this din in our Mishnah works is that if Levi died afterwards. If Levi died after, first Reuven divorced his wife, then Levi died, so there was never a time they had any shaykhs to each other, the Fremde with the Erva. But if Levi died first, it's already because it's Tzara's Erva. That's what's coming to exclude. Lumutei mes b'legidish. Because he holds that yesh zika. Eli Yisrael Rav Nachman holds ein zika, zuhi lumutei maya. Kochen Rav Ashi, must be the Kochen Rav, must definitely hold a Rav Ashi, that yesh zika. Mishnah. The Kulan, in all of these cases, Shahoyah ben Kedushin. What about the Erva was somebody that, let's say, the brother who died, Reuven who died, with the regarding the Erva. There's a suffix, there's Kedushin, whether it was Kedushin at all or not. Or Gerishin, or he gave divorce, we're not sure if it was a proper divorce. So this co-wife, the Tzara, is a suffix Tzara's Erva. So what do you do? Hadi Elu, since it's a suffix, maybe it's a Tzara's Erva, and therefore there's no relationship with Shimon, you've known Yvama, or maybe it's not a Tzara's Erva. Maybe the Erva never was a wife. So you do, is like a suffix, Chalitza, Yvima. Hadi Elav Tzara's Chalitza, the Chalitza, Veloy Mis Yadmes, them no Yibm. Now the Mishnah explains that. Kate said suffix, what do you mean a suffix? Zorak Lo Kedushin, you threw her Kedushin. Bava suffik karav loy suffik karav loy. We're not sure if it's closer to him or closer to her.
Whatever the chayvitz kedushin.
Yeah, he gave her an object. We're not sure. And then later changes mind, and then he changes mind. No, definitely didn't go to hand. Rashi learns it was exactly 8 amas, and you know that al amas shalom kainas lebuchol makim. So the shaila was in his 4 amas, his 4 amas. The Russian had done if Lamadal learns it was nothing to do with 8 amas. He learns that if it's closer to her or to him, even though it might be 100 amas between the two, if it's closer to her, and since you want her to be kainah, she's kainah. But either one, and then he changes. The problem is, then he changes his mind. Otherwise, what's the issue here? He changes his mind. I don't want to live with you. But the question, if she's a Kurdish, then it's Fafal. Is Zeu Safi Kedushin? That's an example of Safi Kedushin. When it comes to Safi Kedushin, what's Safi Kedushin? We don't give that example. And the Gemara is going to ask why not. Same example. You threw a get. Is it closer to him or closer to her? The Gemara does give the example. Instead, the Gemara gives examples a suffix in halacha, not a suffix in metzias. For example, Kosev b'ksav yoda, he wrote her a get, but he wrote it with his own handwriting. The ain olav edim, and there's no witness on it. And midrabbanan is possible because since there's no witnesses, maybe he backdated the get to save her or whatever he did to do a trick with her. We don't know what he did. We can't rely on the get, and we don't even rely and say let's start it from today because then maybe he's cheating her. Then maybe Taka the get was written a long time ago, and he ate, continued eating from her farm, from her produce, when really it was hers. He's cheating her. So therefore, it's hard to understand then why we may ruin her life, because she wants to be divorced now. And now we're saying, no, you're not divorced. We're trying to help her out to make her money, even though she can be stuck with this guy. Anyway, yes, all of it. Oh, the eyewitnesses, but ain't by his man, there's no date on it. Again, we're scared that there's some kind of deal going on. We're getting your time. Or yes, by his man is a date, but ain't by lech only one age, so suffocation. These are all cases where the Hatayda, the valid getting the Rabbanon disqualified them. And the Gemara does not say the case of a suffic mitzvah. So the Gemara, if you look at Gerushin, why not by divorce? Why don't you also mention the same thing? Suffic karav loy, suffic karav law. Same thing. You threw a get to your wife, you don't know where it's closer. Same kind of suffic. Like Tani, my time, and why not? Okay, so Gemara can come along and tell us like this: that when we have a rule, whenever there's a suffix, you don't know which way to go. If something changed, did it change or didn't change? If you have chazaka, your suffix, you always say chazaka, go back to the status quo. So if this woman was married to Reuven, and this erva, and now there's a suffix whether he divorced her or he didn't divorce her, what's the status quo? That she is an erva, and therefore the co-wife is the tzara of an erva, and therefore there's no relationship with Shimon, there's no yivama. So if by get there would have been a suffix, we would have said there's no yibam whatsoever. You wouldn't even need chalitza. You wouldn't even need chalitza because there's no connection between, she's a tzaras erva. We don't know if she's still an erva or not. Suffix. Go back to chazaka. Oh, the more last stuff. This woman, this tzaras erva, has no relationship with Shimon because the chazaka was she was married to Reuven, she was a tzaras erva, and therefore what happened? Reuven died, she should be free to available to marry any man she wants on the street. You want to make her life difficult because of a suffix? We don't make it difficult for a suffix. We rely on the chazaka. Same thing you asked. So why by kedushin? What was she before she got married to this guy? She was a free woman. So this erva, we don't know if she's kudish to this guy or not. So what was the status quo? She was not married. And therefore this woman was not a tzara erva. And therefore this woman should have to marry Shimon. Not just a chalitza, she can make me marry as well. You want to say she cannot marry Shimon because of a suffix? Let her marry Shimon. Al tasen masafik, says the Gemara. Hasam l'chumra. Over there, we're trying to be machmir. What's the chumra? We're still telling her that she cannot marry anybody in the street. But we're saying, let's be machmir. We could be machmir. What? Don't marry Shimon either, because maybe it was a valid condition. Maybe you were the tzar of a nervous. So let's be machmir. Don't marry Shimon. Just receive a chalitza. Obtain a chalitza. Fadi Gemara, Sabai asked over a question. I'm still not happy. Hay chumre, the ashi de kulahu, this kind of a chumre, when you have a suffix and you can rely on the chazaka, and chazaka, what that she should be totally mutter. And yet you're going to be machman and say that chalitza can lead to all kinds of issues here.
What?
Zimnin the azul hu umikadish la chayse kedushavada. What happened? The very same man, the sai, gives kedushin to the sister of the suffix. He married a woman. But it's a suffix if he's married to her or not. Then he gives kedushin to the girl's sister. Now, if he was married to Rachel, then his kedushin to Leah is meaningless. But if you say to him that your wife, your co-wife, your tzoras erva, needs to... Okay, he's dead already. But let's say in another case, if other people do in a similar case, would say that a co-wife has to give chalitza, they'll say, oh, what does that mean to give chalitza? That we say that it wasn't a valid kedushin. Or, on the other hand, you say to the first wife, you're not allowed to marry. You're being machmeh, you're saying to the co-wife, you're not allowed to marry the yavam. So what does that tell people? That the kedushin to the erva was a valid kedushin. So if so, if another man, let's say, gave kedushin to this erva woman, we right away say, look, erva, you were already married to the first guy, but Raya, your co-wife, is not marrying Shimon. So my kedushin is worthless. When in fact, there's only a suffix, and therefore, mahatayda, you need a get from the second husband before you can marry anybody else. Since you say to the tzara, we don't let you marry Shimon. So what are we really saying? That perhaps, probably, Reuven, that probably the erva was married to Reuven. So the second person will think, nothing happened to my kedusha because she's a married woman. The kama kedusha, the bala kedusha. People say that the first world kedusha was valid, and so we're not valid. So therefore, all kinds of problems can arise. So Rabbi answers, no, people will make a mistake. Kivin the kamatzrecha chalitza. True, we don't let her marry Shimon. But on the other hand, we force her that she should have chalitza. What does that tell people? Why are we having chalitza? If the erva's marriage was a valid marriage, then why in the world would his co-wife need chalitza? That we're masupik, so people realize that. Kivin the kamatzrecha chalitza made a yod. Everyone knows the chumre ba'am was on the chumre. No mistakes can arise. So Abayi Rabbi jumps and says, "Nuzay Magerishin, Yochi Gerishin, Nami Magerishin." The suffix is divorced and not divorced. And you're telling me that Rabbi with the suffix, we guys quote what that she's a married, I saw this Arab, and she can go free. And I ask you, so why aren't we machmen and say to her, let her have a chalitza? That I have chalitza, and you tell me that mistakes will happen, but the fact that she cannot be miyabim, no mistake will happen. Now, at least if we have chalitza, everyone knows the chumah. Since we don't let her marry Shimon, everyone knows that it's only a suffix. The problem is, we tell this woman, the co-wife, you know, you could go get a chalitza with Shimon, she might make a mistake and think that she can live with Shimon. You don't always go to Bezin. So she'll go and live with Shimon straight away. A mistake will happen, and she shouldn't be living with Shimon because the Chazaka tells us that she was a co-wife of a sister. She's a tzoras erva, and therefore there's an iser of kodesh of living with your brother-in-law. And so therefore we don't want that mistake to happen. Over here, the same like illusion. If you're going to tell this woman here that what? That she should marry Shimon, but telling her, look, we don't want you to marry Shimon, but only have chalitza. If you tell her chalitza, she'll have yimosa. So what's wrong? But it's yabim. Min hadin taka, she should be yabim. Min hadin taka, we say, since a suffix, you go to chazak. Chazak says that the erva was never married to the woman. She's a free woman, pri l'shuk. So the chazak says she was never married. If she's never married, then this is not a tzoras erva. She's allowed to marry Shimon. She should marry Shimon. So what's going to happen? We don't want her to marry Shimon because of a suffix. So what's going to happen? By mistake, if we say chalitza, she's going to go ahead and make a yibum. So let her make a yibum. Imagine she should take and make a yibum. No problem. The embeka klum, a chazaka kaima, we rely on the chazaka. What's the chazaka say? That the erva was never married to Reuven. Because the chazaka says, we don't know if she got married or not. We go after the status quo. The status quo was she's a free woman. So therefore, when Hadin, Reuven's other wife should have married Shimon. We're just not letting her. So what's the mistake that happened? She's going to marry Shimon. Who cares? Okay, we'll stop here.